Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett, this is Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services.
Hello and good afternoon. Welcome to Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services. I'm Dennis Bonin, and alongside me, Randy Hicks. Let's introduce our first guest for the show. We have Zane Kenny, principal in security and fraud consultant for Astonel Securities and Forensics in Flowery Branch, Georgia.
Zane, we're glad to have you with us this morning.
Dennis and Randy, thanks for having me.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Astonel Security and Forensics and really what you do?
Well, Astonel Security and Forensics is a firm of risk security and fraud consultants. We protect the assets of business owners, we minimize their risk, and certainly help them maintain their profits.
And what do you enjoy most about that?
Probably knowing that we have a hand in finding fraud within the workplace and eradicating that and protecting that small business owner.
Well, you know, we have had the opportunity with a couple of different clients of ours to work through some fraud cases with skimming cash off the top, things of that nature, but we're certainly not a professional like you. So how do you go about and how do you accomplish that?
Typically what happens is our clients will call us after there's been a crisis. So we'll respond to those crisis situations involving theft, security breaches, and internal fraud. We would prefer, more importantly, we conduct proactive fraud risk assessments, and we would rather do this to prevent the organization from ever becoming a victim.
Probably what you find, though, are 90% of the people or companies are reactive instead of proactive.
That's exactly right. It's similar to having an alarm system installed in your home. Many people don't do that until they're burglarized, and then they do it.
Right. What business is the most vulnerable to fraud? What do you feel that commonly happens with businesses that opens them up for fraud?
Certainly any business that has weak internal controls is vulnerable. However, the small business owner, that's those with less than 100 employees, are at the greatest risk. They tend to lose about $140,000 per incident. So now by industry, we are seeing ongoing fraud trends in the medical field, the dental field. And when I say that, people tend to think of insurance fraud. But what I'm really talking about is internal fraud within that medical practice. A business office manager who may have too much control over the financials. Dentists, very, very vulnerable. There's been a couple of high-profile cases here in Atlanta. And also in the manufacturing center, we're seeing fairly steady increases in fraud incidents there.
Zane, we have a what we call a POS system, point of sales, okay? And for restaurants and retails and that's a computer that has all internal workings to the foundation of the business that it is able to give them information on everything they do from inventory to employees, management of payroll to food cost or cost of doing business, all different aspects that they need to have information on, time stamped for transactions, cameras, securities linked into it. It gives them mobility, and they also can be out of sight, out of mind, and still see what's going on with their business. Do you come across any of those type of businesses that you can help them manage their retail through a POS program?
Oh, sure, absolutely. And those products that you mentioned are really invaluable, especially to the small business owner. For the small business, cost is always an issue, and where do I put my dollars at? And do I defend against everything out there? Can I defend against everything out there? And those tools you mentioned are great, but we as business owners have to actually take the time to look at them.
Well, that's kind of interesting. With the analogy, this reminds me of another client who said, okay, I'm going to put in security cameras, but I'm going to put them in everywhere. and really, I think deciding on the right locations for those cameras are really more important than having 20 or 30 cameras in a location, right?
You're exactly right, Randy. You can actually overload your business or your warehouse, wherever, with cameras, and you have this aura of sensor vision around, and it's not always the best placement of those dollars. And so while most businesses don't have an open checkbook, we can help them and strategically, very tactically, make recommendations for those camera locations. There's a belief out there that the more cameras out, the better we are. And that's not necessarily the case.
Well, on another subject, too, I know that you guys provide forensics. And that's not the CSI type, right? You don't do blood tests and
No. We're
just on the financial side.
That's correct. We don't look at much blood. But, yeah, it's financial forensics, correct.
Well, but you stop the bleeding.
We can figuratively stop your bleeding, yes.
Right. Okay. So why is it that your firm would be better, you know, a security and forensics firm would be able to provide that type of service better than a CPA, for example?
Well, great question. Very common question is why couldn't a CPA firm provide that service? Common misperception, in most cases, your CPA firm is not going to detect fraud. Now, what they do is very important work, and many of the fraud examiners are also CPAs. But it's a different scope of work. They are typically looking at your financial statements for accuracy, but it's not an in-depth dive down looking for fraud. So what we do is actually focus on preventing and detecting workplace fraud.
So do you do that by pattern analysis and things of that nature that are somewhat different? I mean, that's kind of how we've found some of the things in the past.
Sure. Trend analysis is one way of looking at it. We're also very skilled at interviewing. And frankly, your CPAs, again, they do great work. They're just not going to have that forensic interviewing background. Typically, they don't. And so by sitting down with employees and talking to them, we're often able to extract a mere scrap of information that'll lead us on a path to find fraud.
And that's why business owners may also know more about their business than, say, their CPA does, because they live it, eat it, breathe it 24 hours a day, right?
That's correct. They certainly have their finger on the pulse. Where the danger comes in of that is you get too comfortable and you think you know everything that's going on, and that's why it helps to have an independent set of eyes come in, look over your operation.
Zane, I've got a question here. Why don't more owners or merchants seek out your type of business? I really don't see much out in the industry. Is it because of lack of marketing or knowledge, or they're afraid?
You understand it because, first, they don't know that the service is available. But more commonly, we as business owners were overly trusting the leadership team of the business may not want to upset the apple cart and bring in an outside person. It may make the employees feel uncomfortable, and we're certainly all sensitive to the feelings of our employees. Business owners, we can tend to think we're smarter than the average bear and that fraud's only going to happen at those other companies. There's the CPA misperception we mentioned, and some business sectors have a cavalier attitude that says, hey, you know, fraud and accepting losses, that's just the cost of doing business. And it really doesn't have to be that way. But frankly, there is a fear. It's a fear of unknown, of what might be lurking under the surface. And the best analogy that I use is going to the doctor. You know you should go for your checkups. You know you should go have those tests, but you keep putting it off.
We're listening to Partners for Success with Meridian Star Merchant Services. Our guest today is Zane Kinney with Astinel Security and Forensics.
Randy and Dennis, if I can jump in with a question. This sure. is the producer, Mike. Zane, a question I have about, you know, you talk about employee fraud, and no employer wants to admit that they have employee fraud, but I'm sure you see it all the time in your business. Are there some examples you can give us of ways that employees do steal from their employers, some of the more common examples that you probably come across very often?
Just about anything your imagination can conjure up, the fraudster will do. But normally it's going to be an asset misappropriation. So what they've done is they found a loophole, they found a weakness in the controls, and now they're going to divert funds to themselves. One of the common methods is to set up a shell company. And for your listeners that don't know what that term means, it's just a fake company. It's a bogus company. So I will set up a shell company. Usually the fraudster has the ability to set up a vendor within the accounts payable system. So now I set up ABC Office Supply Company, for example, and I submit false invoices and payments to that shell company.
Well, how would a customer who is in business today, how would they best use your services?
We want them to think of their business as an entity and get those routine checkups, just like you take your automobile in for maintenance and you take your children in for immunizations. And we have proactive assessments we can do where we can come in and either a simple fraud risk checkup, and that fraud risk checkup doesn't take very long, and we check the vital signs, so to speak, of your business. But then our preferred service is that in-depth fraud risk assessment. So then we can identify where your vulnerabilities are, identify the gaps, and recommend mitigation methods. So again, you don't become a victim, or at least we reduce the chances of you becoming victimized.
Zane, what type of companies would need your services to help elaborate for our guest out there?
We can help most any company, but our specialty, our passion, if you will, is for that small business owner. Typically, they do not have the resources that their large counterparts do. And you all know from being business owners, the business can consume you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, again, we're seeing a trend in fraud within those medical practices, those dental offices, chiropractors, veterinarians. But within our core competency, we also service logistics facilities. Georgia is becoming a large hub for logistics companies. They are relocating here to Georgia from other states. We have the Port of Savannah project that's ongoing. And again, so a lot of logistics services, that's within our core competency.
You know, you mentioned medical. I actually have a customer that is a pharmaceutical wholesale company, and they had one of their workers that they were very close to. They gave them the ability to sign checks and sign different documents for them, like a power of attorney, so to speak, but
yes,
not
sir.
Actually giving them power of attorney.
Yes.
He wound up laundering money about just a little bit under $250,000, and then they finally figured it out, not with a forensics, you know, which they should have had their company looked at on a regular basis once a year. They would have probably caught it quicker. The FBI got involved because of the amount of monies, and it dealt with a friend or a relative that worked at a bank. So it made it easy to filter the money.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that scheme's pretty common. There's altered payee schemes, check forgery, altering the maker, and endorsement frauds. Sure, anything around a check, there's potential for fraud.
So those administrators in the medical field, they've probably got some opportunity to sign documents and checks for those doctors or different parts of the business to move money.
That's typical. And you know, Dennis, it really varies from practice to practice. Those seasoned business owners, some of them have learned, indeed, I have to segregate my duties a little bit better. It's difficult. I'm a small business practice. I can't hire a lot of outside people to do all these functions. However, what that means is you do have to take more time in your oversight duties and inspect more documents, inspect more practices.
Right.
We've talked about a lot of different vertical markets. And what would you say your ideal customer is?
For fraud examinations and fraud risk assessments, we really want to help that small business owner. Manufacturers, we love those folks as well. Again, the dental, the veterinarians, the chiropractors. Now, on the physical security side, we can help most any business with that. And even though fraud examinations and fraud detection, that's our passion, our core competencies permit us to conduct physical security assessments and specialized risk assessments that are unique to that industry. So now what you have is a compilation of services that will add more protection to your business.
What makes Astnell Security and Forensics different from its competitors?
You know, there are several distinctions. First, we're certified fraud examiners. At the same time, as I mentioned, we have the ability to add those other services. And unlike other firms who simply come in, poke around a little bit, and they mail you a report, and they move on to the next client, we actually take a personal relationship approach. We sit down with our clients. We methodically review every finding, making sure nothing gets lost in translation. We want the client to feel like they can call upon us for any security breach needs that they have, any fraud needs. And then finally, the data that we have collected shows our cost structure is the absolute lowest.
Well, you mentioned you were certified in fraud examination. Is that correct?
Certified fraud examiner, yes.
And why don't I think that's one of the questions we might have missed is tell us a little bit about your background and how you're really qualified for this position in this role.
Sure. My background is in corporate security and fraud. I spent about 8 years in a previous position doing physical security assessments for a government contractor. But prior to that, I did corporate investigations for a major company here in Atlanta. And then I was a district loss prevention manager for a big retailer years ago, with a specialty in logistics and supply chain. And then way, way back in my career, I was in law enforcement. The certified fraud examiner credential denotes an expertise in fraud prevention, detection, and deterrence. You have to pass a rigorous test in four major disciplines. That's fraud prevention and deterrence, financial transactions and fraud schemes, investigations, the law, criminology and ethics, and they have a very, very stringent code of ethics that we follow.
Zane, you were talking earlier how important it is for businesses to have a checkup. Don't wait until there's a crisis before they contact your company. What are some tips, advice you might give to a business owner, whether it's big or small, so they don't have that crisis at some point where it doesn't get out of hand? Maybe some tips that you could say, hey, if you do it this way, it's less likely that you'll be, you know, the victim of fraud.
There's a number of things you can do. First of all, contact us, and we'll be glad to come in and give an assessment to you. There's certainly no obligation. A lot of our services are actually educational. We'll sit down with clients and educate them on what to look for. Now, some of the common red flags of the fraud perpetrators, they'll have a sudden lifestyle change. And it's important, too, let me stop here and just talk about for a moment what the economic crisis has done. The economic crisis that we've been in has certainly resulted in increased fraud in the workplace. There is more rationalization on the part of employees to commit crimes against their employer. That egotistical or excessive risk taker that you might have in your organization. Those who are extremely territorial of their workplace, watch out for that. That might be something that you want to examine. Certainly, any complaints of financial difficulties, unusual close relationships with vendors, suppliers, or customers. We all want to be good customers and have those positive relationships, but sometimes they cross the line. Certainly, addiction, substance abuse problems, or other things to be on the lookout for.
Zane, where do you see your company in the next 5 years?
Good question. Not an easy answer. We want to be cautious in the engagements that we take on. There is a propensity for firms like ours and competitors to grow too quickly. Again, we have a high set of ethical standards. We're not going to take on those engagements that we cannot reasonably complete with a great level of competence. So we are going to be a little bit selective. At the same time, we want to be out there to help as much as we can. So it's a bit of a conundrum with our growth platform. We would certainly like to embed ourselves within the medical community. Again, those dental offices, those chiropractors, those veterinarians, and help those folks out. But our growth plan is a little up in the air right now.
Well, Zane, what do you think that from the growth plan, how will the economy affect that?
When the economy contracts, typically the business has less dollars to throw out there. So why should they expend those dollars for fraud risk assessments? My answer to that is I want you to consider the increases of fraud are, in fact, there. Okay, the data is indisputable. If we have bad economies, incidents of fraud increase. And so it's at those times you, as a business owner, want to be especially sensitive. And again, these services to come in and do a fraud risk assessment are really much less than one might think. I was meeting with a client a few weeks ago. Their CPA firm charged them about $27,000 a year for their annual audit. Now, this client did have some layers of complexity that could justify a higher rate, but they changed audit firms and they got a substantial savings. And one of the things I talked to the client about is, you know, if you go to a every other year financial statement audit like they were considering, you could have us come in annually or semi-annually for that fraud risk checkup. And then again, we're taking the vital signs of your business. We're looking for those red flags. We're looking for changes. And we're educating you along the way so, again, that you don't become a victim.
Interesting. So you're really saying even though your revenue percentages or your revenue overall, gross revenues may be lesser in a tough economic environment, that's really when you need to spend the monies and watch for security issues that might occur.
That's exactly right, Randy, because, again, financial pressures will cause that otherwise stellar employee to make bad decisions.
If some of our listeners wanted to get a hold of you and find out some more information, how would they best go about doing that?
You can go to our website, and that's www.astinel.com, A-S-T-I-N-E-L.com. If you have an urgent issue you want to speak with us about, call us directly at 678-463-7893.
Great. Well, Zane, we really want to tell you thanks for joining us on the show today. It's really been a pleasure to have you on Partners for Success, and we wish you continued luck. And for some of those same reasons, we value a lot of our client relationships and look forward to being able to use you in some of those relationships as well. And for Dennis Bonin, this is Randy Hicks. We'll see you right here next week on Partners for Success.